This recording, Hebei 5, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Karma Gets a Cure. Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who has been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Dock Street Tower. That air was much nearer from her and more to her liking. Even so, on his first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up his kit and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that inching goose began to strike around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Karma, Karma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Karma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's long back with his palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered another. Her efforts was not futile. In no time, the goose began to tear, so Sarah was able to hold on to Karma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bath, seeing the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on his right side. Then Sarah confirmed that wet diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required his to marry out of a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, another 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millinery lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. My hometown is located in Hebei province, and she's name is Handan. Handan is a very ancient city, which maybe could date from the Zhangguo. Handan is not very developed district, but the people in the city was very diligent. My parents and my grandparents are the residents of the district, and they lived on farming. Handan is not so beautiful, and it often suffered from the shortage of water. 子曰，学而时习之，不亦说乎？有朋自远方来，不亦乐乎？人不知而不愠，不亦君子乎？为政第二。子曰，诗三百，一言以蔽之，曰思无邪。子游问孝，子曰，今之孝者， 是谓能养，至于犬马，皆能有养，不敬何以别乎？子曰：视其所以，观其所由，察其所安，人焉所哉？人焉所哉？